Get it going. Yeah. Get it going.
Well, it's the big show.
Up out of there.
Ain't nothing but against the party.
Oh, shit. You done fucked up, man.
You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time.
Y'all niggas about to feel this.
Break out the champagne glasses and motherfucking condoms. Have one on us, alright?
Ooh! This is Stephen Barber, your host of the Gangster Fantasy Football Podcast. With me, as always, the Hound Dog Handyman, Nicky G.
Ow, ow!
What it do, cuz?
Nothing but a Hound Dog.
You know it.
What's up, cuz? Back in the studio.
Yep.
We are looking good. We got the mics all tricked up. This is...
Yeah, back. Don's with us. First week of the playoffs, yep. Don.
Yep. What do you think, Don?
He'll be back.
It's going to happen.
It's
going to happen.
You heard it here.
You know, I believe him.
I believe him, too.
Superstar, yep.
Superstar.
Nailed it. Fuck it. Hey, you catch that San Diego Raiders game?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
That?
Shots fired. Holy shit.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah. What is it about San Diego?
What
huh?
is it about San Diego?
I don't know.
San Diego. Well, that's
really getting it done in San Diego.
That's
huh?
what they do in San Diego anyway. They just jack it, huh?
I'll be damned.
I mean, I had no idea.
Who knew?
I mean,
something that needs to be covered.
Well, that's your move, isn't it? The blanket coverage.
Had he been listening to the podcast, he would have known the blanket
coverage. He'd have known the blanket fucking coverage. Come on.
Not try the little.
Giving himself a Dutch rudder.
Cross wrist overhand.
Dutch rudder right in front of all those people.
Not going to happen.
The one time I think I've heard our audience boo. My God.
Yeah, I suppose we get Don's take on
that. What do you think, Don?
What does the president think?
We will make America great again.
Thank you.
Starting in San Diego.
Yeah, starting with San Diego.
It can happen.
There we go.
It can happen.
I like it. You know, and I believe you too, Don. We can fix San Diego.
No reason not to believe him.
Motherfuckers jerking off. It's on TV. I'm outraged. I just can't believe it.
Needed to get one out.
All right. Any other intense action? Fucking Redskins.
Oh,
lost.
Redskins.
I feel like I owe some people apologies
Ate
for telling
the big one, that,
telling
yeah.
to play Crowder and that fumble at the end of the game. Really,
yeah, Crowder really fucking fucked up. What? Missed on Pharaoh too. I thought
he'd
do better.
I think he'll bounce. I think he'll do better though.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest matchup.
Yeah,
running back
yeah, yeah.
This
it
week.
Could be a good one, but.
Against the Browns.
Just remember the told one person Pharaoh over Ty Montgomery, and that was a huge bust.
That's a bust.
We were looking at it too. We were like, oh yeah, that Raiders run defense is soft.
Oh man, we thought about that one for a while too.
Yeah,
hey,
that's why it's fun.
Apparently that's what makes it fun.
Yeah, fucking if it was easy as you know. Doing what the
paper
said.
But we don't know.
Yeah, but we don't know.
But we don't know. Thanks, Don.
Yep. Tipping.
Fucking A with the tip in. Alrighty. Well, that's, if you heard the intro, it's the big show.
Yes, sir.
How we do.
You want to hit injuries first?
We can hit injuries first. That's all right.
Might as well run through them
run
real
through,
quick
so
we don't double up too much.
What? Fedorowicz practice.
I think he was on concussion, so I think he's probably
he's on track
to play. But that new quarterback there, so who?
Savage.
No, Savage.
That was Savage. He had a career game.
Yeah. Well, has he had another game in his career?
Career high.
A career high. All right.
Amazing.
Moving on. Melvin Gordon sat out practice Thursday. Probably going to miss. Yep.
Says Reed. Jordan Reed.
Jordan Reed likely to sit. And he
Do you like Davis?
I like him better than Reed. Not better than a lot of other tight ends, though.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Goff will play. Inconsequential to fantasy. Dante Moncrief.
Moncrief.
Way to go.
That's a big game.
Yeah. Man.
He
finds the end zone.
The
so.
Colts are fighting to get back into the claw, back into the hunt.
Oh, they're still right in that division race.
The division race, yeah. I don't know if I mean, they're going to need everything they can get to beat the Raiders at home.
Yeah, that's a tough fucking game for them. Fuck.
And everybody's trying to get Oakland to stay.
Colts looked good last week, though, so.
That's true.
Fuck Minnesota up. Julio Jones will play.
Jones is back.
What do you think? Is he going to really play or just a decoy? Or
it's hard to say.
Is he starting him if you have him?
Oh, if you have him, don't you? You have to. He is such a
unless you're sitting
playmaker.
On a stacked bench or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's one I think is a good one. AJ Green.
I was going to say, same question.
Same question. I think you play AJ Green. Bengals need a win.
Yeah, I agree, and their offense has no real identity without him.
Because
Eifert shut down last week,
I mean, unless they're completely out of the playoff hunt, then
I think they are.
Yeah, then I don't understand why he would even come back and play then.
Yeah, right. So maybe you have to watch that and make sure. Maybe even
double check that. That's a night
and
game,
plus,
I believe.
It was a halfway bad hammy tear too. So
what's happening,
right? I'd still be cautious about it, Don.
It's something that I mean. Why? Yeah, I question that. I would double check that. And these are all Saturday games that should be mentioned too. So
yeah, you got to be on it.
Remember, you got to get on that horse.
Totally forgot that. Jamal Charles done for season. Who cares? Stephon
Diggs is
limited by hip. So Thielen. If Diggs misses,
Minnesota
safe floor.
That is a must win for Minnesota if they want to try and get in that division.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. You like Diggs if he plays?
No.
No, I don't either. Starks missed again.
I don't even know if AP will play. I don't know that I like anything about Minnesota the rest of the year.
They brought AP back too early. He's not ready to go.
Dump the old pump and dump.
Fuck that season.
Two out of their last seven. Yeah, they started off so hot.
Ouch. Starks missed practice again Wednesday, so.
Huge.
Ty Montgomery show again.
Huge.
Yeah. Randall Cobb limited Wednesday. Who cares? He sucks. Ladarius Green not practicing Wednesday. Probably not starting him. But
I think that's inconsequential.
Yeah. Let's see. Adrian Peterson, new groin injury. Hopefully you didn't start him last week. Definitely not start him this week.
Is he entering that territory? Foster territory?
Man, I don't think that territory yet, but next year we could discuss it if it continues.
Lamar Miller missed practice yesterday.
Yeah, that's kind of big.
That's odd.
When it took an MRI following the win over the Jags, injured his ankle. Ooh, that's no good. He's a pretty good workhorse for some teams.
Houston, that's that division race.
Yeah, they need to win too. Fucking A. Tom Brady limited at practice.
Did you say Tom Brady?
Tommy, Boston. Pro day, he'll play, and I like him having a good day against the Jets.
Oh, yeah.
Bryce Petty, starter against the Jets. He left and Fitz took over for a while.
Ugly. Just ugly game.
Do not like Jets, except for Bilal Powell. Greg Olsen missed practice Wednesday.
What do you think? You going to play?
He had a better game.
God damn it.
Yeah, right. I think I'd probably play him. Tight end is just...
Always looking for a tight end.
And shallow.
Shallow. I prefer to go deep.
Exactly. Sammy Watkins isn't 100%, Rex Ryan says. Thanks, Rex.
Oh, I wish we should have got a hold of Rex before the show and see if... he'd come on and talk about the game. He got a big matchup this weekend.
If we can hit a sell, maybe. let's see.
What else you got for injuries?
Shane Vereen back to injured reserve. What, he came back for a game?
Cam Newton?
Cam Newton will be active. Okay, Kelvin Benjamin. Keekly is, I think it looks like about it, huh?
As far as injuries, you see the other big ones? That's fantasy relevant?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that takes care of that.
All right.
Let's get right into the matchups. All righty.
We already got the Thursday night game.
Thursday
going
night
on.
Game is already gone.
Hit it a bit. Eagles, Giants. Yeah, not too much
except
for Odell, really.
Yeah.
Ryan Matthews has been doing all right.
But I mean, the Giants are pretty close to already in.
Yeah. Yep.
The Eagles are not going to get in.
Done.
So I don't know what anybody's even playing for, except for, you know, Eli.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's playing Eli this game, although I do think he'll have one huge game before the end of the year. Odell Beckham, Sterling Shepard.
Yeah, I like
Zach Ertz.
I like Beckham.
Has been playing well, but no reason to spend too much time there since it's already going on.
I like big old Beckham.
Yeah, who doesn't, right? We got next.
All right, starting the matchups off. Now, these are Saturday games, so make sure you peep that shit Saturday. I got the Dolphins at the Bills.
Ooh.
Let's see. I got, Bills by 3.5? They have the number one rushing offense right now.
LeSean McCoy.
I think they roll with that all day.
Yep. How about on the other side? You think Ajayi? The Bills were one of the teams he put up 200 against.
Well, that would be an interesting play. I think that you would have to.
I've heard people.
You certainly have to think. I think Miami won that game by 3.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll take your word on it, though. That sounds right.
I like the Bills, actually, to win this one.
I kind of like the Bills, too. The Bills got to win.
They're getting a little hot.
They're not totally out of it yet.
It's
a big game.
They're McCoy. I like McCoy and Gillislee.
I think Gillislee's a sneaky flex play again. He gets some goal line work and bust a big one.
You bust a big one. Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, no. Eli threw a pick.
Yeah, I don't know if Eli's going to get it done tonight.
Oh, Eli. Wait for that fourth quarter comeback.
Eli. Uh-oh. Eli.
Ay-ay-ay.
What do we got for Watkins? We said not 100%. What about the receivers on the other side of the ball? Landry
had
that
big
monster.
Game.
Well, good game. Excuse me.
Yeah, yeah.
I still think that I like Stills.
Stills has been more consistent. Which Kenny Stills, I never thought consistency about him. I thought boom or bust, but
he's
for the last
getting it done.
Yeah, he's been the more
he's
consistent
really
receiver.
Going candidate.
I think I would play Stills over Laundry. Ajayi maybe. What their tight end last week? 2 touchdowns. Sims, Deion,
Clay Sims, Charles Clay.
Yeah. No way. He's the Buffalo tight end.
Yeah.
Sims is the Miami tight end. I think he caught 2 touchdowns from Matt Moore in that game.
Oh,
but
Matt
we can
Moore.
Talk about both of them because I think Clay had a good game. Which do you like there?
Dion Sims, Michigan State.
Dion. Yeah, Dion. I think it's Dion. Neon Dion.
Isn't Cameron their guy over there?
Jordan Cameron? No, man. He's been so hampered by injuries. Like I think he maybe got in one game this year, but. Last 2 years, he's barely seen the field.
And then
they're talking his career.
On the other side of the ball, Charles Clay.
I think both of those guys are a decent tight end start this week. I would start, I think, both of them over a guy like Vernon Davis.
Not a bad play. He's averaging like almost 10 yards a catch.
Clay seems to be their, best
receiving option.
Their best, option other than LeSean McCoy, seems to be the most consistent there.
Here's a good thing I've got as far as his receptions. Fucking 2 bombs of 50 yards or more.
Yep.
So.
You gotta like that.
Clay.
I think Tripod has a decent game this week. He's bounced back a little bit.
How about Moore? You think that was just luck over there?
Yeah.
I like... God, I can't believe I'm saying this. I like Moore over Tyrod.
Yeah, I don't necessarily disagree with you there.
Just because I think Sammy Watkins and Gillislee.
I think if you start Tripod, you're hoping that he rushes
he
for
gets
a touchdown.
That rush and steals it from
but otherwise,
McCoy.
You're always sort of looking at like a ceiling of maybe 12.
Yeah, ugly.
And Matt Moore obviously can throw the ball a little bit. Who knows what the deal is?
Yeah, I like Stills. I'll even throw Landry's name out there this week.
I think I might go with you there and see Matt Moore as a sneaky start. Playing with fire a little bit, though, if you're going to do that.
Yeah, if you're doing that, I mean.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that if you're, like,
no,
you're in the championship
trying
game.
Trying to think of a situation where that would
pinch.
Happen. Yeah, big pinch.
A pincher? A clincher?
I don't know.
All right, next game. I got New York at the Patriots.
And, Steven, that would be the New York football Jets.
The Jets, that's right.
Correct. At New England.
At New England. A sure candidate for the...
The shoe-in. Yeah. See if we can hear from Rex later.
Last matchup, Patriots won.
Yeah. And let's see. I'm trying to remember about that game. I think...
How about this? How about this for a statistic? I got their passing offense at fourth.
Who's that?
Patriots.
The Patriots. Yeah, I believe it.
Huge pass offer.
I think they're going to have a big game.
I think they're going to eat the shit out of them. I've got them by 16.5.
Yeah, 16.5.
That's a huge spread.
I could see them putting up a 50 burger.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I kind of like all their receivers and LeBlanc. I think LeBlanc gets a touchdown.
LeBlanc
again.
Be smoking.
Yeah, LeBlanc be smoking. Maybe even James White or Lewis, but that's so tough.
What about Bennett?
I don't like it.
All right, anybody on the...
Bilal Powell is the only Jet.
No Marshall?
I don't think I can play Marshall.
Can't play Marshall.
I dropped him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Can't play him if he's not there.
Right. I think Bilal Powell is...
Bilal Powell all day.
40-some points in the last 2 weeks. Yeah,
you're the handyman over there, Hound Dog.
He's going to be handy with the ball tomorrow or whatever, the next day. And I think Edelman has a big game.
It can happen.
I think even Malcolm Mitchell, who has been surprisingly consistent recently. Even Hogan.
That's deep. I think you're right. I think it's
I think you'd start out
giant game.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Yep. Yeah. With that, let's just keep rolling because that's going to be a rope-a-dope.
Yep.
Titans at the Jaguars.
Titans need a win.
Must win.
Jags
are 2-12.
Terrible. Just fired their coach.
Yep. I've got them. They've got Tennessee won last time. I don't see why they don't roll again.
Yeah, I think so.
Their defense is Jacksonville's defense has been better.
A little bit better against the pass. Pretty decent against receivers.
I've got Tennessee by 5.
But I feel like with Murray and even Henry getting decent work as the change of pace.
Now, who's that
Mariota,
receiver there?
Rashard?
Rashard
Matthews, I think, is the start there at receiver if you're going to start anybody. I think he's probably a pretty decent start, too. Delanie Walker.
We said that Tennessee would be Kansas City. We nailed it. But I think we thought it would be a little bit more of a shootout.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a lot of quarterback points in that game.
Yeah, that was the only one really that hurt you was I don't think Mariota had a huge game, but Rashard Matthews did all right. Murray, Henry,
The other side of the ball.
Like everybody we called. Kelsey.
Do you like any Jacksonville players?
People are saying Bortles, but I mean, you know what you're...
Who cares what they say?
Exactly.
Jesus,
Don. Don't even let me finish.
Just hopped right in there.
But you know, it's garbage time Bortles. So
yeah.
If you play him, you know you're sitting at like a zero until halftime and then hope something happens.
Do you like any receivers? Marquez Lee?
Marquise Lee is the one I'm starting. I dropped Allen Robinson.
Holy shit.
Dropped
him a Coons age ago.
He's a cunt.
Say a cunt?
A cunt. Yeah, and as far as the running backs go there, I think we know the story. If they're both playing, I don't think you can play either one.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's too tough.
I don't know you could play either one anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, ceiling of 10.
It's such a... You're looking for touchdowns. They're not getting them over there.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. Anything else on that one?
I don't think so.
Okay, I got...
Yeah, look at Ivory and Yeld in their last game. 4-5, like exactly what we
Ouch,
say they're always going to do.
That's ugly. Got the Vikes at Green Bay.
Big game in the NFC Central, huh?
Here it is. I couldn't find it for a minute. Yeah, I've got Green Bay by 6.5. I think they roll on the Vikes. They've dropped, what I said, 2 of their last 7.
The Vikings, yeah. They've been playing like shit. 2 of their last 8.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
Yeah, Green Bay. I mean, their offense looks good.
Rolling.
Hobbled Rodgers. He's.
I mean, he's got that magic tent.
Dude, he's fucking good.
They signed a backup quarterback just in case.
I mean, I suppose
I think that's like garbage time is what I imagine for week 17.
I wonder if there's some way they could lock it up, but otherwise Rodgers is gonna have to play.
If they have to win their last 2 games, and Detroit has to lose this week, and then they would switch.
Which means you would have to start Rodgers week 17 likely. Yeah,
it's
just like fourth quarter or whatever.
Yep.
Let's see.
Ty Montgomery?
Yeah, I think.
Jordy Nelson?
He's the receiver I like best.
Davante Adams?
Man, he was dropping shit.
Dropping those
passes.
Couldn't believe
it. Drop it like it's hot.
AP, not sure if he's going to play.
Don't
Diggs,
like it.
Not sure if he's going to play.
Yeah.
Can't really say I like anybody on that side of the ball.
I think.
I'm not playing their defense either in this game.
I think Thielen is a safe floor.
11?
11's probably a good day. I think, like, probably get a solid 7 out of him, you know, but if Diggs doesn't play.
Green Bay's 5-2 at home.
Yeah.
Let's see if I got a weather report. Mostly cloudy, a high of 35.
Oh, a little warm.
So that'll be a warm game.
Heat wave for December.
Heat wave.
Right? Global cooling or something.
Global cooling.
Climate change.
Okay. San Diego jerking themselves off all the way to Cleveland.
I still can't believe it.
I got Chargers by 5.5.
Yep, 6.
Stroking it real hard. I think we were off with Farrell last week. I think he gets it done clearly against the shitty Browns.
Yeah, I think you can probably play anybody against the Browns.
I also like Fildo for my top 5 this week.
I think Fildo's a sneaky start.
I could see him getting 3 touchdowns.
Yep, sure.
Almost 300 yards. So,
which tight end?
Gates?
I think I'm going Henry.
Henry?
Triple H. It's a tough one, though.
I thought it was Henry.
Something like that. Inman or Williams?
I'll go Williams.
Really? Kind of like Inman. I feel like Williams is the big play guy.
Yeah. I like the big play.
Yeah, that's true. But Inman's been pretty consistent.
That's true. Double check those.
Let me pull them up real quick.
I like Tyrell for the touchdown, though.
Yeah.
Maybe 50 yards and a touchdown?
Tyrell sure had some, 4 touchdowns in a row and then missed the end zone the last 2 games. It's like Inman was basically the same. 3 touchdowns, then... Nothing last game. Flip a coin.
Yeah, I like.
Both be decent starts, though.
I mean, if you play Inman and he gets you 9, or you play Tyrell and he gets you 9, then you're happy with either one of that.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Yeah, solid flex.
They spread that ball around a lot over there.
Yep.
Browns, no reason to believe they're going to win a game.
Oh, poor Browns. Any Browns to start? The Crow?
Pryor.
Pryor,
they got to throw the ball to somebody.
Pryor, yeah.
My little depth chart is not showing anything else besides Barnage.
Yeah. My cheat sheet over here says bust the Browns. Usually it has like names and stuff. It just says the Browns.
Yep. let's see. Holy shit. The last time these guys played, last year, San Diego won.
Shocker.
But before that, listen to this. 2012, the Browns won in a 7-6 game.
Whoa. A barn burn.
October 28, 2012. Shout out to the Browns. 0-14. I've got Showers. So actually, I'm going to downgrade all those players.
Ooh.
40 degrees and Showers.
Maybe upgrade the running backs?
Yeah. So I like Farrell, and I guess I'll say Crow then.
Crow for maybe a sneaky start. Yeah.
I mean, hopefully nobody's really playing Crow.
Yeah. Yeah, especially with what the waiver wires have been like the last few weeks. Hopefully you scoop Powell or... I'd probably start Farrell over Crow.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, something over the Crow. But go fuck yourself, Washington Redskins at Chicago Bears.
Redskins, what could have been?
I got Skins by 3.
Yes, sir. You get over under 45, 46. Washington, their offense really fucking...
Yeah, number 3 offense I've got. They really shit the bed.
Shit the bed against passing. Carolina. That fucking
Something
sucked.
I do want to say, I think in all their games this year, they've had over 300 yards passing. So I like all
you
of them.
I like their receivers. DeSean Jackson has
DeSean been
Jackson's well.
Been playing like a monster. So
Pierre
I like
Garcon.
DeSean Jackson.
Crowder had a bad week.
Yeah, what do you think about Fat Rob?
I like Fat Rob this week. I think he has a better week than last week, which... Still fantasy servable,
right?
Like 40 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, that's you're hoping for that touchdown, so.
Yeah.
Boy, Chowder still what?
Chowder really fell off
really
the past
fell off.
Couple weeks there, whereas
fucked.
Jackson.
And, what about Garcon?
And Garcon.
Garcon had the touchdown.
Hasn't been great, but
he's
had a pretty solid floor. I mean, you can't feel terrible about starting. I mean, he's been seeing targets. And, yeah, Jackson's been in double digits 4 out of the last 5 weeks. Seems like since he got right.
Since he got right.
Yeah, right?
Got off the streets.
Got to like starting DeSean. Yeah. I think Cousins has a bounce back, decent game.
Who's the quarterback?
Chicago?
Yeah.
Matt Barkley.
Barkley, there it is.
Good name.
I can never remember that guy's name. I always think it's Cutler. I always think it's the guy they paid, what, $80 million?
No, he's not a quarterback.
No. Is he the kicker?
He's a baby.
he's the punter.
Alshon Jeffery's back.
Yeah, I like Jeffery.
Game.
All the
receivers had a good game last week, I believe. Jeffery?
Jeffery with, what, 14?
14 or 13 or
Meredith
something like
with
that.
10?
Meredith, 100 yards. What?
What do you think about Barkley for a sneak play here? The defense on the Skins isn't that good.
Yeah, Cam was top 5.
And the Bears played better at the Bears, which this is at Chicago. With a 3.5? Is that what I said?
All I can see 3? In my head is that Aaron Rodgers deep pass at the end of the game last week. I was like, Bears about to shock the world. Even Deontay Thompson with 110 yards.
Jesus Christ, who
Josh
is that?
Josh Bellamy found the end zone.
Who are these people?
These people are the future.
What do you mean, people?
What do you mean, people? About to be your Super Bowl champs in a couple years.
Holy shit. Bold prediction. Save it for another episode.
Chicago really title town again.
I don't know that I like Vernon Davis.
No, I agree. I'm looking elsewhere unless I'm desperate.
It's hard for me to play... What's his name since he burned me last week? Chowder.
Yeah,
so.
I agree. I think I'd play Garcon or Jackson over Crowder.
Yep.
Yeah, Alshon Jeffery.
Matt Jones?
No. Who?
Matt Jones?
Who?
Sit down. Fed Kelly.
Yeah, Fat Rob all day over there. I don't even think Matt Jones sees the field anymore, hardly. I saw
Holy
Thompson
shit.
Before Jones. What a fall from grace.
What a fall.
Yeah, that's Barkley, maybe. Yeah, Alshon Jeffrey, I like.
Yeah, I like Jeffrey.
I think next
Meredith.
I'd go Meredith. Yeah.
All right. Atlanta?
And Jordan Howard, of course.
Oh, of course.
Must start.
I guess, yeah. That's clearly must start.
Just quick touch on that. Yeah.
Good save. Yeah.
All right.
Atlanta at Carolina.
Good game.
Carolina's
been playing better.
Falcons by 2.5.
Riverboat Ron's pissed off.
Yeah.
I got Falcons only by 1.5 over here.
Shit.
Maybe we're getting closer.
Whoa. Holy shit. I don't see the Falcons losing this game, though. Between their running backs, Julio Jones will be back if he plays. Or maybe he's a distraction.
And it should be noted, their game earlier this year, that was Julio's 300-yard game against the Panthers.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So, yeah, you got to play Julio.
I remember that because it was against me.
Oh, is that when you got spit roasted?
I got the spit roast. Julio and Ben, I think they each had 37 in our league or something. Really just taking it from both ends.
Spit roasted.
Nasty.
Whoa. Sorry, Don.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Mexico.
Yeah, that's what they do in Mexico, the old spit roast. Well,
Tijuana Saturday night.
Oh, God. How about Greg Olsen?
Yeah.
You think he gets 7?
Yeah, I'd probably put that at the over-under.
How about...
Probably a solid play, but...
How about Cam?
He's not,
you
like...
think he's going to get 300 yards?
I don't know if I'd say 300 yards passing, but I think he maybe sneaks one into the end zone, whatever, on a run. I think he has a solid fantasy day.
I've got him at 2 touchdowns.
2 passing? Or 2 total?
2 total.
2 total, yeah.
However, I think I got Matt Ryan taking control of this game, lighting up Carolina. I think this is the game for the over.
Man, I thought Cousins was going to light him up too.
I don't know what happened. Was that at Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did Carolina?
No, I think it was in Washington.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was in Washington.
Goddamn Redskins.
Yeah.
I'm about ready to write a letter.
I agree with you on paper, but it just seems like the Panthers are playing a little better. I want Matt Ryan. I think Matt Ryan will have a good game.
I think Matt Ryan, QB1, monster game. I've got him. I bet he guys like...
The problem, and I thought that last
3
week.
3 touchdowns
and the week
400
before,
yards.
But the problem is they're pulling him in the fourth quarter because they've been winning so much. So he's
really
dicking
the dog,
and they're taking him out.
Really dicking the dog on you.
Yeah, and Devontae Freeman's been playing like a monster,
That's
too.
True.
He scooped 3 touchdowns from the last weekend. So, but, yeah, I think both.
Sanu or Gabriel?
I go Gabriel.
And what's the other one? Robinson?
Aldrick Robinson has had a good game or two, but that's in Julio's absence.
Okay.
I think he's back to inconsequential now.
Okay. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But any other receivers?
Ted Ginn? On the other side, I think. We said it maybe even a couple weeks ago that he was overtaking Kelvin Benjamin there. And yeah.
It seems like that's true.
He would have another touchdown last week.
Got a high of 59 in showers. So maybe a little temper those expectations.
A little bit, yeah. That North Carolina weather's pretty nice, though.
Fair enough. What do we got next? I got Colts at the Raiders.
Ooh.
How do you think the Raiders feel after, you know, getting the security guard jerking off in the corner of the end zone?
I'm sure they were unhappy.
Fucking gross.
Fucking gross. Let's see. The Colts. This is a big game for the Colts.
Colts must win.
I'm trying to think. The Raiders.
Raiders are in.
They're in.
Raiders are in.
I wonder what they got to do for home field. The Chiefs are...
The Chiefs are the right, wild card.
But they've got to be right behind them there. Just a game or so behind them.
Yeah,
so.
Just one game, right?
Yeah, so I suppose they still got something to play for. At least, get that bye.
Try and get the bye if they win out. Yeah. I bet they'd get the bye then. fucking A.
So that's a good game.
Look at the Raiders by 3.5. I don't know if the Colts can do this.
I don't know either.
This will be a good game,
Andrew
actually.
Andrew Luck will have to play well.
This is the 4 o'clock afternoon game.
Yeah, that might be America's game of the week.
CBS.
Yeah. Frank Gore. Yeah. Been rolling. T.Y. You think he's the receiver over there?
It's tough to say. That ball gets spread around so much.
Yeah.
Hey, remember when Dwayne Allen had fucking 3 touchdowns?
I sure do.
This is another game I think could be the over. These two teams have really bad offenses and really good pass defenses, 7 and 6 respectively, or pass offense, excuse me. So I think this could be an over game.
But then the Colts lit it up last week.
And they need a win. And Oakland doesn't need to win.
Well, they kind of do. They don't have to.
They don't have to.
They could use it.
They could use it.
And we don't win anymore.
I do feel like they have that the Don vibe there in Oakland. You know, take no prisoners. I win.
They do kind of fuck shit up. Latavius Murray's been rolling.
We practiced all week. We did all this shit. Why, we're not going to go out there and not play to win?
Yeah, you think we're going to show up and mail this in?
Just call us the Oakland Hillaries then.
Whoa. Shots fired.
Then there's something wrong with you. You're certainly not very good.
I think both these quarterbacks, I'd put them up there. I think this is a big game for both of them.
Yeah.
How about this? How about Gore or Murray? Pick one.
I guess I go Murray.
And T.Y. or Coop?
T.Y.
There you go. You heard it.
I think I go Crabtree over there in Oakland.
Isn't he even kind of dealing with some injuries?
I was looking at his numbers today, and they're surprisingly good. I think he's the number 9 overall receiver.
Holy shit. We are witnessing a baby wheel.
Yeah, number 9 overall. And really, he's had solid games.
So, Crabtree over T.Y. then.
Yeah, only what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games in single digits. Cooper, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And he's the 13th ranked, so.
Fucking A. Okay, yeah, Crabtree.
It's not by much. It looks like Cooper's had some bigger games, but Crabtree's been more consistent. Any tight ends you're playing?
No. Riviera?
What about on the other side? Jack Doyle or Dwayne Allen?
Oh. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I would go Doyle.
I think I agree with you there.
It's tough.
Just had 30 yards last week, but Dwayne Allen hasn't done shit
since his touchdown. So, yeah, I would go Doyle.
But that's tough.
Yeah, hopefully you got better options than that, honestly, right? Because that is a tough choice.
Yeah. Yeah. And tight ends are really shallow this year. Rough.
And I like a deep tight end, you know?
Gotta be. Don't want to bottom out.
Yeah, I'm always worried about bottoming out.
Break your shit.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I do like both running backs, though. I think both are good starts.
Definitely.
Murray probably a little bit higher ceiling.
Buccaneers at the Saints.
Yeah, the Buccaneers.
Lost to fucking Atlanta in a tough game.
Yep.
Now Green Bay's in the hunt.
Green Bay's in the hunt. What the fuck?
I don't think they can do it. I think the Saints, they roll, man. They won that big game in Arizona.
You think so?
I think they win at home. I've got them by 3.
They do play a lot better at home.
I think Breeze is candidate for top 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
350 yards, maybe 2.5 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. Who's the receiver over there this week?
Okay, it's going to be Cooks again.
You think so?
I don't know how you can pick a receiver over there.
Yeah.
It's such a joke.
I think I'd probably go.
Even Fleener gets the ball.
Cooks number 1 and then Thomas. think I stay away from Fleener.
Did you see how pissed off Ingram was? He had a fit.
What happened? I think I missed it.
He like ran all. He must have him on his fantasy team. He ran the ball all the way down to the end zone, and then the other guy got it. He had a fucking fit. He unloaded. Sean Payton had to come over and talk to him, and he was screaming.
What? Hightower had two touchdowns.
Huh? Yeah, it's a fucking. And Mark Ingram was pissed.
Cadet even. He just swooped some work. Maybe he had a receiving touchdown. That's right.
Snake some work from him.
Yeah, a little vulture.
Yeah, Ingram was pissed. It was an interesting.
You think that affects him this week?
I think it could.
Belichick, you know, he would.
Yeah, Belichick.
He wouldn't be having that. And Sean Payton isn't. He's not.
He's no slouch.
Yeah, he's kind of a hard ass.
I mean, they had headhunters.
They had the headhunter program. I don't think he wants you to be fucking
a team player.
Exactly. So,
I you might be right. That might hurt him.
Yeah.
If that's the case, I would go Hightower more this
so
week.
So tough though.
Saints with nothing to play for. They're in the dome.
Yeah.
I think Evans has a big game.
I think Evans has a big game. That's a good point, though. Saints with nothing to play for, and Bucks do.
Yeah.
Saints got pride in the dome, though, so.
That's true. Ever since, you know, Trina showed up.
That's right. Trina.
Backing that fat black ass up.
She a bad bitch.
She a bad bitch.
The baddest.
The baddest. Nikki G, quote, the baddest.
Let's see.
Martin?
Yeah, solid RB2-ish.
Low end,
probably.
Yeah.
He's not the greatest running back, but he's their guy.
Let's see. I've got
said some pretty decent games.
I've got the Saints as the number one pass offense, so I see them passing all day, taking advantage of a mediocre defense over there.
Yeah.
This could be a shootout, too.
Yeah.
Something to consider for the over.
Yeah, I think I just like Brandon Cooks and Thomas there, and then Ingram and Hightower. Tough on both those to decide which,
right.
But
who's,
I agree with you. Breeze is a
who's going to get it.
Good quarterback start. Winston, I probably think, has a decent game, too. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored one way or another, right? So,
Mike definitely
Evans.
Potential.
Brate, again?
Yeah, definitely.
I think so, too. I think.
I agree.
A real good tight end start, and one that might even still be available.
Yeah,
in
something
a
to,
lot of leagues,
you know, especially now that this is championship week and shit, you know, and finals are coming up. So,
yeah, still available in 25% of leagues.
There you go. What do you have last week?
He scored 11? A touchdown, did he? 13.
13.
Yeah, 13. Okay.
So
yeah.
That's decent.
Yeah, he's had solid games.
I'll take 13 all day
all
for the tight end.
For the tight end. Two touchdowns in the last three games.
Yeah, that was the one I said to roll on.
That's right. Yep,
so
yep. You were calling it for a couple weeks.
Hopefully it took that one.
Yep.
To the bank.
Trying to think. Anything else there? Any other receiver other than Evans? Humphreys?
Humphreys is the other guy, but
Humphreys.
Didn't he
gotta
think
like
he
the name.
Fumbled?
You might be right.
I think he fumbled or did something he fucked up.
Had a touchdown, though. But, yeah, tough play. Nothing much.
I mean, that's deep.
Mike Evans is the only guy.
And Brate, yeah.
Brate, yep.
Cardinals at the Seahawks. Seahawks kind of hard to figure out this year. They clinched the playoffs already.
Did they tie earlier?
Yep.
That was
6-6.
Yep. Oh.
A real barn burner.
Terrible.
Last time they played in what? I want to say the playoffs?
Playoffs?
They got smoked, remember?
Yeah, I think that's right.
6-36.
How in the world was the last game 6-6 and the over-under in this game is 43?
Whoa.
I mean, I know that it's, you know, you can't.
Whoa.
You couldn't have an over-under of 13, but. I'm taking the under if I'm a betting man.
Six.
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 Wow. So
it's going to happen.
I mean,
it's going to happen.
David Johnson.
Got to like David Johnson.
Seattle's the number one rush defense, but I mean. even David Johnson's worst game is like a 10. So.
Can't keep David Johnson out of the end zone.
Yeah, right. He's a monster.
What's his name? Bruce, the coach.
Coach Arians.
Bruce Arians.
Yeah.
He runs the ball like a fucking animal. Yeah. I want to say the Cards in this game, but
they played tough against New Orleans, but they still had a slight hope, I think, at that point. So
yeah.
I mean, and yeah, the Seahawks have clinched that division, right?
So there's nothing to play for.
I'm trying to think if they could get a – they could probably still get a bye.
I got the Seahawks by 8.5.
Yep, I got them 8, yep.
Larry contemplating retirement.
And just hasn't
like
been doing much
playing
recently.
Like a pussy.
Yeah. I don't know.
What, J.J. Nelson?
Yeah, it seemed like J.J. Nelson. What, did John Brown have a decent game? Finally? Yeah, I think.
And then even on the other side, I don't know. I don't know that I trust Rawls.
No, I don't really trust Rawls.
That was fucking fugly is what that was.
He's had a couple bad games now.
Russell Wilson? He'll be lucky if he gets a touchdown.
Wilson is just fucking hard to figure out. Yeah, it's all been Nelson and Brown recently.
Yeah, so I think I would stay away from that.
Yeah, let's see. Let's look at Russell real quick.
What do you think receiving-wise, Lockett or Baldwin?
I think I go Baldwin for consistency. But Lockett had a big game last week. And Baldwin hasn't had really much the
so
last
consistency.
4 weeks. He's had a.
Well, I gotta go Lockett.
It's been Lockett the
Lockett.
Past 3 games.
Huge games. And Arizona division opponents these last games. Maybe trying to play for that first week bye. Maybe I guess I will say Seattle. Is that Seattle? Lockett's playing out of his mind?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that I like this for fantasy relevance, though.
No, not really, except for David Johnson. I'd be careful with Russell Wilson, too. I think seems like people are saying Russell again, but I remember 2 weeks ago they were calling him number one quarterback, and we were saying, I don't see that, and he had fucking 4 points or something.
Yeah, not a chance.
No.
So I would temper my expectations with all of Seattle's offense, but I think they might still win it on defense.
Certainly could happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect too much out of any of my players there, but maybe J.J. Nelson and David Johnson.
Here we are getting down to the end of the
to the
fourth quarter. Giants.
Does Eli have the ball? Time for a comeback? Eli loves the fourth quarter comeback.
They keep fucking it up, though.
Yeah. Eli doesn't like it to be easy.
Here we go. Here's a real barn burner I got.
Let's hear it.
49ers at the Rams.
Oh,
hey, it says two different spots. It says St. Louis.
They're like, we don't even care.
We don't even care. The Rams
doesn't
suck.
Matter.
1-5 at home.
Wow.
49ers 0-7 on the road. Somebody has to win.
That's the game the 49ers won, right? They beat the Rams.
That week one?
Week one, yeah.
My God.
They meet again. Rams are favored.
I think the Rams will win.
I guess. let's talk fantasy.
Yeah, who do we like? Carlos Hyde.
Carlos Hyde, I like Hyde. People are saying Todd Gurley.
49ers defense? What do you think?
Yeah.
Check this out.
I can't argue.
Niners blanked them last time.
Hey.
28-0.
Right? I mean, you can't argue
Holy
with
shit. Rams, no rushing offense.
I would have trouble starting the Niners, D. They've been a negative a lot. But against L.A., the first week, they scored 14. But they've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 negative games. So I might
I just meant game-wise, I guess.
No, I know, definitely.
29th and 32nd offenses, respectively.
Ugh.
This is going to be a fugly game.
Yeah.
I like Carlos Hyde fucking points scored in this game.
Yeah. Maybe.
Rams
Gurley.
Defense?
Maybe, but.
49ers.
They're not that great either. I think the 49ers might. Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it too much.
Oof, gross.
Yeah.
Hopefully I don't have to watch too much of that fucking game.
Yeah, maybe Kaepernick to have a 15 or something, but
Kaepernick.
Not great.
Now, is this going to be
reasonable return?
Is this even going to be on TV?
Just the NFL package. And if you're in California.
We really do have to get going.
All right, he's right. Anything else?
No, I think that's all. Hyde, maybe Gurley, maybe Cap.
No, I don't like it.
If you're deep,
I don't like it.
Hyde.
Cincinnati at Texas.
Houston. Let's see. Cincinnati's out of it, but Houston's got
the night game.
That's
the night game. I've got cloudy and 75.
Sunday night game.
Saturday night game.
I wonder if we'll get Carrie Underwood for that. Probably not.
Yeah, is that America's Game of the Week? Is it Saturday?
I don't know.
That's on the NFL. That's on the NFL Network.
It'll be
so.
Thursday night football on Saturday.
Oh God, is that gonna be Car Rush? Your favorite?
Rush. Yeah.
Ugly game. I don't like Savage. Don't like receivers. CJ or what's the
Fedorowicz? Tight end, maybe.
Maybe. Side of the ball. What's the
Hop
Green?
AJ Green coming back.
I don't trust it.
That's what she said.
Eifert didn't do anything last week. I think he doesn't do that again. They said he was maybe dealing
ball
with
talk, no action.
It's gonna be action this week, Don. But they did say maybe he had a little back lingering issue.
I've got Houston by one. I can see that.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
I think that Green is a distraction. I guess I only really like Hill and LaFell.
Yeah, LaFell's been pretty safe recently. Let's see.
Although I don't like Dalton. I don't like Savage. Miller may not play. I don't like Hopkins.
Yeah.
I mean, who is there? They keep throwing Blue in there. He's crap.
Yeah.
I guess Fedorowicz is all I see.
Yeah.
Just another ugly game, unfortunately. Now, I was under the impression that the NFL looked at the schedule and then would switch the games to whenever. They're just doing a shitty job.
Yeah,
they're just
games.
Doing a shitty
exactly.
job.
They should really get on that or like
they need
call
to
us up.
Fucking step it up.
But Jeremy Hill.
I like it.
Yeah.
You don't like it?
I'm not real informed on Hill, I guess.
He's been getting that touchdown and that right amount of yards and some passing yards. Nothing major.
I thought I heard that he was dealing with some sort of injury and was questionable. We didn't see him. Knee was a limited participant Thursday after sitting out Wednesday. We didn't have that on our list.
Yeah, so.
Still be available Saturday night's game.
I think he plays.
Yeah.
Bearing a setback tomorrow, I don't see why he wouldn't.
I agree. Something to keep your eye on, though. But, yeah, otherwise,
definitely.
He's been.
All these games are Saturday games. You got to keep your eye on that.
Yeah, it looks like, after a kind of slow start for Hill, he's really been banging it out here the last six or eight games.
Yeah,
huh?
he's really turned it on since, he had that one game when Bernard left. That was his last bad or decent game, and everything's been up. So,
Six out of the last eight, he's found the
pay
end zone.
Dirt.
Yeah, and been in double digits all but those two games where he didn't. Still 6-8 there, so been a safe, solid play.
Safe, solid, low play, yeah, all day. RB2.
RB2, maybe even low one.
Yeah, low one.
20 points against Cleveland.
Get the value.
All right, I like it. Glad we researched it.
All right, that's it for the Saturday games.
Saturday.
I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with myself Sunday morning.
Church.
Church. I got the Ravens at the Steelers. Division matchup. Steelers are leading the division. I got that at 4:30 Eastern.
But the Ravens aren't out of it, right? They could.
Well, they would if
they need to win.
Yeah, they have to win. Last time they played, they won, so they hold the tiebreaker if they win, because they'll win again. They'll have two wins on.
Definitely would then. Yeah.
Yeah. So they've won the last three in a row. This is interesting matchup.
Ravens are only a game back, so if they win, then they're leading. Yeah. Yeah. I'll be damned.
So it'll be neat to see what happens. It's like, you know, if the Chiefs lose.
Man. What do you think will happen in that game? You think it'll be offensive or defensive?
I think it'll be offensive.
Really?
I think the Steelers get it going back at home.
Yeah, that is true. Steelers at home, you got to like their offense. But that Baltimore defense has been pretty solid recently.
That's true. And Flacco, as of late, check out his numbers.
Good lately too, yeah.
He's kind of been turning it up as of late. That's something to think is a sneaky spot play in a game that's a must win for the Ravens,
right? Yeah, Flacco a little bit off week 12, but then 18, 29,
18 at New England. That's a game.
Pretty solid floor. Let's look at the Ravens D, how they've been playing.
Ravens D.
Not too great the last couple
late.
Games.
So I do think this will be a big shootout.
Yeah.
And I've got mostly cloudy, high of 43. I think you can play all players here. I like Smith.
Well, his ceiling isn't very high, but his consistency is there. I think he's for sure going to get you 5 or 6, and you got flip a coin, maybe gets a touchdown.
Yeah, I got Pittsburgh by 5.5, so I really think this will be a shootout. I don't know if Le'Veon Bell will get that 47 yards or 47 points.
Whatever, yeah.
Fucking knocked me out of the playoffs.
Yeah, he gave you the single spit roast.
Oh,
Lord, just did it for both ends himself.
Both ends, all by himself. It was brutal.
Antonio Brown gets it going. He also kind of hurts you in the playoffs.
Yeah,
there.
He didn't really do anything
single
major.
It's 2 weeks in a row.
His coats last week, wasn't it?
Eli Rogers found the end zone.
Oh, yeah, it was
Rogers
by
then. Yeah. Yeah, I think
Rogers
it was all
the,
Eli
Rogers.
There just wasn't anything else going on there.
Yeah.
Huh?
Fucking A. There's a lot of things. I mean, 47 points, you take that away. Suddenly I'm in the game.
Yep.
About Kenneth Dixon.
You know, I like it, but then wasn't it? It was all Terrence West last week. It seemed like it was Dixon coming on.
Dix was
13.
Coming on strong.
He still had 9. Okay, I guess West only had 11.
Dix was coming on strong, and then I think West took the yards. The workload.
Yeah. 13 carries and 4 receptions, and Dix had
the touchdown.
9 carries. So Dix's usage went down a little bit.
Dix is still getting the touchdowns though.
Well, he sneaked one in there, yeah. I guess you're right. Yeah. But
I don't know that I can play West over Dix.
Yeah.
I suppose I'd have to look at the official depth chart before I actually
try to
sign
look at
that one.
Some a little bit deeper, but otherwise I think it's about a coin flip.
Any other receivers over there?
Nah, I think Steve Smith. I think if you play anybody else, it's maybe Mike Wallace, but I don't like it too much.
How about Pitta?
I don't like it.
Any other
He's
names?
He's only had 2 good games.
Any
know?
Other names to throw out?
Justin Tucker's really good.
Yeah, there we go.
That's about all.
Monster Tucker.
Oh, did he? Oh, no, Eli!
Eli, another pick.
That was the winner.
Eli, another pick. 3 picks. That's a tough game.
Oh, Eli.
No, who
Eli,
did not make the top
Eli.
5? Fucking EI. Uh-oh.
Told you it wasn't a must win.
Well, now they're 10-5.
Still solidly in that wild card slot. Just where Eli likes it.
Right in the slot.
He doesn't want to buy, fucking get cold, forget how to play and stuff. Why do you think he sucks in the beginning of the year? Take a week off.
Anything else from the Ravens game?
Nope.
All right, I got the night game. Yeah, this will be exciting.
Let's hear it.
Denver at Kansas City.
Mile high.
I've got 63 degrees and thunderstorms.
Ooh. December? What was that, Christmas thunderstorm?
Yep.
Jesus.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to get rain here, too.
Wow. What the fuck, Santa?
Dick and the dog.
Right?
Santos El Helper.
Doesn't Jesus know we're supposed to have snow?
What the fuck, Jesus?
Come on.
Trump will fix it.
Right? Let's make America great again.
Then there's something wrong with you. You're certainly not very good.
Chiefs won the first one.
Yeah, that was that really good game, wasn't it?
Broncos are fighting to get in. Chiefs are fighting to stay in. Broncos number two defense.
Yeah, Broncos, this is a must win. They're both must win for the Bronx, huh? Yeah, Broncos defense real good against the pass for sure.
What about the ultimate game manager?
What about him? He's good for 10 points? I don't know.
That seems like a stretch.
Yeah, especially against Denver, yeah. I don't know what to say. Travis Kelce, I think, has a solid game. Spencer Ware, I don't see him doing a whole lot, but
I think if it's raining, I think this becomes a run game.
That's a good point.
I like Ware for that option.
Yeah, I think Ware's.
I think I've got Kansas City by 3.5.
Yeah, I'd take
Holy
Kansas City.
Shit.
I don't think Denver's as good as people thought they were at the beginning.
But I think Kansas City finds a way to get it done. I don't know that it's necessarily fantasy relevant.
That's the truth, yeah. Fantasy relevance,
like
all
you said,
really
I like,
see is Kelce.
I like Kelce and Ware. Macklin hasn't been doing...
He touched the ball once last week and still scored you like 13. I mean...
Yeah.
You gotta like that, but against Denver,
I don't
tempered
like
maybe a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
But if it's a running game, obviously,
if it's a running game in
the
rain,
too.
Yeah,
just give it the end around.
I like Sanders, because I do not like Kansas City's pass defense.
Yeah.
So I like Sanders.
There's Thomas a little bit more last week, but I think they're both a pretty solid start.
One of them's gonna get a touchdown.
Some days it could be both.
I mean, and I don't know that I see Seaman having a good game either.
Nope.
Seaman comes and goes.
And I think both of their... almost missed that one. Almost missed that one. Both their tight ends are out. A.J. Derby and whoever the one was in front of him, I can't even remember anymore. But just to note that maybe it helps Sanders and Thomas a little bit.
Virgil Green, is that
Virgil
right?
Virgil Green, yeah. He was above Derby.
Yeah, I don't know that I like anything besides Sanders.
A.J. Derby, I chain-ganged his high school games.
He did a gangbang with A.J. Derby?
That's exactly right.
Oh, my God.
Showed him the blanket coverage.
Showed him the blanket coverage.
Now he's in the NFL.
Now he's in the NFL. Gotta love that.
All comes back to the GFF.
All comes back to GFF. Hey, maybe you can get him on the show. Talk about that gangbang you were in.
Okay, I was that guy on the sidelines when we were in high school.
Who?
Oh, shit.
What about Macklin?
I don't like it too
WB2?
Much. WR2? Let's look at his numbers real quick.
I mean, it seems like it's been Hill.
Yeah, since his return.
1-8. Okay, yeah. So Tyreek Hill all day.
At least you say he had a better game. He's 6 catches, 82 yards last time, but I'm still looking elsewhere, especially if I'm in a game that matters.
Playoffs.
Yeah, right. Championship week.
Yeah. Not a chance I'm playing that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't even know. I mean, that'll be an interesting game, especially if it rains.
Yeah,
but
I don't like too much for big fantasy numbers. Yeah. Give me some of that thug shit.
Detroit at Dallas. We got a double D matchup.
The big D's.
At Dallas, they got that retractable roof.
Right.
Don't they?
Yeah. Peel it back. Get it
Peel
swinging.
Peel it back. Get it swinging. Number five offense. Number two rush offense.
Dallas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dallas won the last time they played.
But that would have had to have been
last year 20
what,
to 24, yeah.
And, I mean, basically two different teams. One
no
had,
shit.
You know, one is total different quarterback, and you think Lions prior to this year, you think Megatron.
I think this is what must win for the Detroit to stay in the division.
Green Bay is a game back, so if Lions lose and Green Bay wins, then...
Well,
tied, right?
If Detroit wins and Green Bay loses, they clinch.
Correct. Yeah, Packers are a full game back. Vikings are two. So if the Vikings would win and the Lions would lose, the Vikings would only be a game back and still have a shot.
Jesus Christ. The NFC's North.
Vikings and Packers are both rooting for the Cowboys.
What an ugly game. How are the Cowboys in the East? Shouldn't they be in the South?
God, that is a good point. They should be in the South or the West, right?
The fuck?
Yeah.
This should be a good game for Monday. I'm excited.
The Panthers should probably be in the East and throw the... whatever.
And ruin the South with Dallas. Fuck everybody up.
Right.
Weakest division?
Yeah, how are they in the East? I never even thought about that.
Makes no sense. I got Dallas by 7. That's probably about right. I think Zeke keeps doing his thing. I got him 100 yards, a touchdown.
Agreed.
Dez Bryant.
Dez probably has a solid game.
He probably gets the other touchdown, 70 yards.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think Dak can bounce back?
Yeah, what did he have last week?
That was
I thought it ended up being a good week. Was it 2 weeks ago he had his bad week?
Yeah.
Yeah, 19 last week, 6-10 the 2 weeks before. So those were a couple rough weeks.
Well, but
that was
the Giants, right?
Giants and Minnesota. Two pretty solid defenses.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on the road. So, yeah, I bet Dak has another solid, gets back to
gets
his
back
around
to
20.
His
yeah.
18.
Yep.
How about Witten for the tight end?
You know, he's catching balls, but he's not putting up big numbers.
Not doing anything fantasy relevant.
10 catches for 51 yards and a fumble, which was his first fumble in like forever. But it
ouch.
Yeah, those 10 catches, unless you're in some sort of a PPR, don't do that. You know, you scored 3 points in any standard.
How about Theo Riddick? Is he going to play? Didn't play last week.
We didn't see him on our... on our injury report, I'm on the wrong team.
Still on the wrong team.
Third time.
Theoretic still listed as questionable.
Yeah, he's missed what the last 2 weeks, huh? Didn't practice Thursday.
So yeah, I think Washington is the guy. But like we said,
Zach Zenner
still a leech.
Gets a little bit of work. Washington. I mean, neither.
Not
one
enough
of them.
to warrant a fantasy start.
I think I would just avoid their running game unless Riddick plays.
Okay, so in that case, is it, I guess, what, pick two? Tate, Jones, and Bolden?
I go Tate and Bolden.
How about Ebron?
Even though Bolden had a shitty game, but I don't like Ebron. I don't know why everybody is always up on Ebron. He's projected at like 8 again. He's 3-3-3-0 his last 4 weeks.
All talk, no action.
Thank you, Don.
Ain't that the truth? You project him at 7 and then he gets 3?
Right?
Not enough.
Yeah. I
need touchdowns.
Yep.
How about Lucky Whitehead?
Great name. Definitely in the running for one of GFF's favorite names.
I just had to say it.
Right?
How about Beasley as a low-end flex? What do you think?
I like it.
It's a possibility somebody's playing, looking for somebody.
He hasn't done much since Dez came back, but probably get you 4 or 5. So.
You gotta, I think that, then you, in that case, you got to go elsewhere.
Yeah.
Man, I can't believe it. The fucking Eagles.
Don't believe it.
Eagles getting a win in a game that means nothing.
Yeah, right. Oh, Eli, you just floated that one. That was a touchdown.
Really sailed it.
He just floated it. That was a fucking game winner.
Sailed that fucker. Anything else?
Almost brought it back.
I got nothing else as far as the matchups.
Yeah, what do you think Stafford does?
Ooh, that's a good point. Without a sizable running back, I think Staff has to carry this game. He might be a top 10 running quarterback.
Yeah, he's number 8 overall quarterback.
Not so good against the Giants last week, but otherwise.
Giants are a good defense. Dallas has been shutting people down.
Probably a double-digit fucking floor.
I would temper it a little bit, but maybe 14, 15, something like that.
I think that they're down and Staff gets some garbage time.
Yeah. But I do think he throws at least one pick.
Ooh, probably right.
Yeah.
I got him throwing a pick over Dak, that's for sure.
Yeah, I probably got Staff at 15. I'd play Dak over him, though.
All right, that's it for matchups.
Yeah, here we go.
Fucking A.
Rolling the right along.
What do we got next? Couple asks?
Yeah, I suppose.
What do we got here?
Sure could.
At least a couple we can do before we wrap it up. The big show.
Ooh, here's one I've actually got on my bench. Fat Rob or Bilal Powell?
Whoa.
I think I'm actually starting them both at this point. But
I like Powell as the only offense over there.
Yeah, I agree with
New
that.
New England's defense isn't great.
But Ty Montgomery just ate the Bears up.
But yeah, you might be right with Fat Rob then.
It's tough. Then once you said Bilal's the only offense, I'm like, yeah, you're right. Andy's been rolling. That's a tough one. We'll go with Powell. Oh, more people are going with Kelly, though.
Oh, shit. Rashard Matthews or Tyler Gabriel?
Oh, that's another one I have both on my roster.
Jesus.
I've
got Gabriel as limited. I want to go Rashard.
Yeah, if Gabriel is injured, but otherwise, it's hard for me to bench Gabriel. He's fine in the end zone. And I think the Falcons keep rolling.
Palmer or Bortles?
Oh. I would almost always go Palmer, but it's kind of a tough matchup, but I think I still go Palmer. I can't start Bortles. How about Malcolm Mitchell or Devontae Adams? Normally I'd say Adams, but he was just dropping those two and stuff.
Almost four passes.
It was almost 1 week I'd lean towards Malcolm.
I lean towards Malcolm with the shitty Jets.
Yeah,
I mean,
right? I think
Revis
going to
out there on an island.
Yeah, he needs
really. Really sail it in.
Yeah, he needs a tugboat or rescue or something.
Tugboat?
Tugboat.
Is that a San Diego reference? The old Dutch rudder. Nicky G, the hound dog.
About Ty Montgomery or Jonathan Stewart? Stewart's been playing like a beast these last few games.
I want to say Montgomery.
Against that good Minnesota D, though? Yeah. It's so tough. Everybody's going Montgomery.
Meredith or Thomas?
I think I go Thomas this week. I just have a feeling.
Yeah, that's what everybody's saying.
How about Alshon Jeffrey or Michael Thomas?
Jeffrey.
I think I agree with you. He's just the number one there.
Here it is. Gates or Henry? You said Henry?
I think it'll be Henry.
Yeah, everybody's taking Henry.
How about DeSean Jackson or Alshon Jeffrey?
DeSean Jackson.
I think I agree there, too. Really building up our line there.
Yeah,
good
right.
One.
Dalton or Wilson?
Nah, I got to take Wilson. Can't trust the Red Rocket.
The Red Rider BB gun?
Never trust a Red Rocket.
Never trust a Red Rocket. Whoa.
Breeze or Luck?
I think I go Breeze.
I agree. Tate or Baldwin?
Ooh. I guess I go Tate.
Yeah, that's what I got. Here's a funny one. Montgomery or Gordon?
Well, I guess Montgomery.
Somebody picked Gordon.
Wow. Jordan Howard or Le'Veon Bell?
Oh, God.
That's a tough one.
I guess I'm leaning towards Howard.
I am, too.
Fucking A.
Everybody
never thought I'd say that.
Saying Bell, but...
Never thought I'd pick a Bears player over Bell.
Right.
Powell or Martin?
Oh, Doug Martin. I think I go Powell.
Everybody's taking Martin.
Really? They must just be sleeping.
28.72%.
Wow. How about Breeze or Matt Ryan?
Whoa, no, yeah, there's
that,
a good one.
A QB1 matchup.
Yeah. I think that I like Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
For the monster game. I like Matt Ryan for the monster game.
I'll agree with you because I'm starting him.
I got him like 400 yards.
Hell yeah. Ooh. Demaryius Thomas or AJ Green?
Oh, now that's tough.
I think I got to go Thomas just on health.
On health wise?
Can't.
Yeah.
I have a hard time trusting players coming back, but it's bit me before.
Defense, how about Cowboys at Detroit at Cowboys or the Jets at Patriots?
Oh, I guess I'd have to take Detroit, but I'm looking elsewhere. I don't like the Jets defense. It's the fucking Patriots.
All right, how about on the reverse side then, the Cowboys or the Patriots?
I think I'd take the Patriots.
Patriots,
D.
right?
Yeah.
I don't know how that's really even a question.
Yeah. Once you really think about it, it's like, oh, the Jets offense fucking sucks.
Stewart or Crabtree? Flex.
Jonathan Stewart?
Yes.
Oh, I guess I'm going to go Stewart.
Did not practice.
Oh, yeah, he is always injured. Well, I'd watch it then, I guess. How about Cousins or Winston?
Cousins.
Yeah?
How about Ware or Farrell?
I might go Farrell.
Whoa.
Especially if it's going to be a rainstorm there.
Cleveland.
Yeah, against Cleveland. Yeah, I like that.
Miller or Ajay?
Well, isn't Miller?
Miller's listed as did not participate.
So I got to lean towards Ajay, at least at this point. Health-wise. But normally I would start Miller.
All right. Okay, here I got a deep one for you.
Okay, I do too after.
Devontae Adams or Tyreek Hill?
I go Hill.
Okay.
How about Bortles or Bradford?
Oh, God.
Obviously, this person is not in the championship.
How is that really an option?
Consolation.
Bortles? No. Yeah. Please tell me no one's playing Bradford.
I like Bortles for garbage. Oh, two said Bradford.
My God.
Staff or Cap?
Staff. Although, that could be, you could have big points either way, so.
Who knows?
Ware or Rawls?
Ware.
No, Ware or Rawls? A little humor for
you. I'm asking you who.
A little humor for you.
Puns. Powell or Ingram?
Powell?
Yeah, I think so.
How about Powell or Hill?
Oh, that's kind of tough. I guess I'd watch Hill's injury or whatever, but I think I'm leaning towards Hill.
God, Tyreek Hill, an interesting-looking man. Reminds me of the Super Mario Brothers Goomba.
Don't know if I've ever even seen him.
You gotta look that guy up. He is fucking black. That is not a joke. He is a black man.
Oh. Why, yes.
See what I'm saying?
Dark as the night.
How about Delanie Walker or Travis Kelce?
I gotta go Kelce.
God, I'm leaning towards Walker, but you say that Jacksonville is good against tight ends.
Jacksonville is good against the receiver. I don't know that they're necessarily good against tight ends.
I want to say Walker.
Yeah, I think Walker. But, well,
Kelce's kind of the guy there.
He's been going off recently, though. I'd probably play Kelce if I had to make the choice myself.
Stewart or Blunt?
Ooh, probably play Blunt, yep. Just on his consistency. Number one rushing touchdown scorer.
How about this one? Cowboys defense or the Packers defense?
Might play the Packers defense.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking
Vikings.
Too. Against the Vikings with no offense?
Yeah, right?
Holy shit. Cousins or Wilson?
Cousins.
Eifert or Breit?
I got Breit. Yeah, I watch Eifert's injury. I'm starting Eifert, so I hope that he does better. But if I got to be unbiased, I like Breit a little bit better right now.
I got one more defensive one for you.
All right,
Bills or the Broncos?
Might play the Bills.
Oh, Kansas City?
Yeah.
Miami's kind of been known for running it up.
But they got a new quarterback. I don't know. That's a tough one. I suppose it's tough to bench Denver D in favor of...
Stilfner.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably end up going with the smart play and going Denver.
Denver.
But...
In the rain, bunch of takeaways.
But it could go the other way, and the defense is just on the field for the whole fucking time, too. And then even if they play well, they're still giving up yards and some points. Or fucking Tyreek Hill takes two to the house on kickoffs or something. And it's not even your fucking defense, really, that's giving up points, but it hurts you if we're talking fantasy. So,
yeah.
Very long and very hard.
That's how I would describe it, yeah.
Thanks, Don.
Yep.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Yeah?
That's all I got for the start.
That's about all I got.
What do we have for time over there?
Almost an hour and a half. Good, solid big show.
Big show. That's why we call it the big show.
It's getting fucking late anyway.
Yep. Alrighty, well, I'm Stephen Barbara. Barbara?
Barbara.
Barbara. I am Stephen Barbara.
I'm Nikki G. Hit us on Twitter at @GFF_podcast.
This is so important to me.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Don.
Good to have you here with us.
President-elect.
Always great to hear from you.
I had the best words.
It's true. You really do a number for us.
That's why we got you.
All righty. GFF signing off.